Maseches Brachos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Mayer and Shulamith May and family of Los Angeles, California.
Perek Misha Mesoi has been anonymously dedicated in the memory of Reb Shmuel Aaron ben Nasanata Erez, Zichroinu Levracha. May the Torah studied through these shiurim be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur will begin the third perek of Brachos, Perek Misha Mesoi. I would like to discuss in today's shiur a topic that is brought up in Tosfos. The Tosfos is Dibur Maschil Ve'Eino Mevorech, which continues till Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and it discusses a very controversial halacha, very interesting halacha, with regards to what's the halacha when a person is buried out of the country where the Aveilim are. When do the Aveilim start their Aveilis? Which is very common here in America. A lot of people send the Nifter to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes there are family members that accompany the mace to Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes there are no family members that accompany the mace to Eretz Yisrael. When is the proper time for the Shiva to begin for the relatives who remain in America and do not follow the mace to Eretz Yisrael? Tosfos cites a halacha that if the mace is nimsa l'ksofim, if the mace is given over to be buried by a chevra kadisha or someone else to a certain degree, there's a halacha that the avelis starts immediately even before burial. And I'd like to explain this halacha. The Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Ayin He, Sif Gimel, Sif Beis, that someone, I'll read the Mechaber, someone who sends the mace to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that the burial begins immediately when the mace is shipped. Even though ordinarily we know that Stimat Hagolel, when the dirt is placed upon the grave, only then does the avelis period begin. However, the Mechaber says that if the mace is sent to a faraway land, then the avelis begins for the people who are not going with the mace. That would be analogous to today's scenario if the mace is sent on a plane. So if the mace is sent on a plane, the people who do not go on the plane, their avelis would start immediately. The question arises is nowadays. In the Gemara's days, if we read the Mechaber literally, the Mechaber says that mi shedarkon l'shloyach es a mace, if the minig is that the mace should be sent l'medina acheres to another place, l'kavroi to bury him, the einam yodim, and we do not know, masai yikaver, when will a person become buried? Then the Mechaber paskins that matchil limno shiva u'shloshim miyad. We begin the shiva process miyad. Rav Moshe Feinstein asks a very interesting question. In Igris Moshe, Yeridea, Chelik Aleph, Simen Reish Nun Gimel. He says that l'choyro, the Mechaber's halacha, which clearly says that we do not know when the burial will take place, then the halacha is you start counting immediately when the mace leaves. Because the logic is, we do not have a specific time to start the avelis. If it's known when the stimas hagol takes place, so we count from then. If the mace is sent away, we do not know when the stimas hagol has begun. And that's clear in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, the Einam Yodim, we do not know, that's Lashon HaRambam as well, the Einam Yodim, Mosai Yikaver. We don't know when it will be buried. Asked Rav Moshe that nowadays it's a little bit different because we do know when the burial is taking place. In fact, we can even video see it in some scenarios. And if we know exactly through telephone or through teleconference when the stimas agolo is taking place, asked Rav Moshe l'choyra the halachin shulchan aruch that the avelis should start immediately when the mace leaves the country should be inapplicable because that's only when we don't know when he will be buried. But nowadays, we do know when the burial takes place. So ask Rav Moshe that we should really wait till we know when the burial takes place. And Rav Moshe says a tremendous chiddush, and it's the psak halacha l'maisa for us in America, and he says the following. He says, there's another big question to be asked of the Mechaber. He says, let's think for a second. If the logic is that we do not know when the burial takes place, so therefore we start immediately, well, after Moshe, well, there is a window of time we surely know the burial will not take place. If the mace is sent away, we know for the next hour or two, in a normal scenario, even the olden days when they had horse and buggies, that there wouldn't be no steam as a golo. So why don't we hold up the velus till at least the time where we're at least doubtful when it takes place. But in a time when it's certainly known it doesn't take place, why don't we hold it up and not start the velus? So says Rav Moshe, a very interesting answer. He says that it's not really dependent upon that we know or we don't know when the steamus agola will take place. Knowing and not knowing is just another way of saying, is the mace being buried in a faraway land, a mukam rochok, Moshe calls it, or is the mace being buried in a close place, mukam karov? And he says that in a mukam rochok, something that's in a faraway place, then this halacha applies that you start right away. But if the burial is in a makom karov, a close-knit place, then you wait. For example, let's assume someone lives in Flatbush and the mace is being buried in Long Island. And the levaya leaves and the mace leaves the funeral home in Flatbush and it's being taken to Long Island. So then Rav Moshe says, that's a makom karov. That's the burial is very close to where you are. Flatbush and Long Island is not far apart. And therefore over there you would have to wait till you know when the steamus agola actually takes place to start. But if this mace is being shipped off into a faraway place, to Eretz Yisrael, which is a makom rochok, then and only then do you begin the avelus immediately. This Rav Moshe is a little bit of a nevuah, because the same exact opinion is cited in the Teiras HaOdom by the Ramban. The Ramban says clearly this distinction between makom karov and makom rochok. And the Ramban explains beautifully what's the logic involved between a makom karov and a makom rochok. And the Ramban says the following thing. When someone's buried in a makom rochok, in a faraway land, a faraway place, you have no shlita, you have no shlita, no bias, no say in what's going on with the kavura. You gave it over to someone. It's taken now in a faraway place. You have no say in the matter. So since you have no say in the matter, so then the halacha is that you totally gave up all your involvement with the mace. You're misalik yourself legamre to deal with the mace. If you're misalik yourself legamre to deal with the mace, so then the halacha is, says the Ramban, and that's what Moshe says, then you start immediately, because that's the lumdis in the halacha, is that when you give it over to someone to be buried, and you're misalik yourself from the involvement right away, so then the aninus period is cut off. The whole vort, and why the avelus doesn't start right away, b'shas misa, and we hold up the avelus for a period called aninus, is only because we are involved with bearing the mace. We're involved with bearing the mace, so the restrictions of avelus doesn't apply. But if I give over the mace to be buried to someone, and I'm not involved anymore, so then right away, the aninus stops, and the avelus sets in. But that's only when I bury him in a makom rochok, and I'm not involved. But if I'm burying him in a makom karov, I'm sending him for Beis HaKvaros from Flatbush to Long Island, so since it's a makom karov, I could still be involved with the mace. I'm still in the vicinity of the mace. It may come back to me and I may still be involved. Only when he goes far away is my involvement totally severed. But if he's around me, then my involvement is not severed, and then the halacha is that the avelus is postponed till the steamas hagolo. As they state in the Lamoisha Feinstein and Tzuvas, and they state in the Ramban. And that Lamaisa is the halacha Lamaisa, that when someone the body is shipped to Eretz Yisrael, so people staying in America, we'll talk about different scenarios in a moment, they start their veilus immediately. Masha and Cain, if the body is shipped from Flatbush to Long Island, so then we start their veilus only when there's a steam at Hagolel. I have a big question on this halacha, and I have not yet to hear a clear definitive answer. I'm going to pose the question to all you Dafyomi learners out there. According to this logic, Rav Moshe and the Ramban, my question is as follows, is that if the vort and the chilek between a makom karov and a makom rochok is because a makom rochok there is no involvement anymore, that was good maybe before the 19th century. But nowadays, where even in Israel you could be just as much involved, a person sitting in his home in Flatbush could be just as much involved via telephone in terms of the arrangements of the burial as the burial being done in Long Island. The same thing. You call the Chevra Kaddish, you ask, you pay, you change, you may request things. There's no difference really between Makom Kav and Rachokov. In the olden days, where there was no telephone, there was no way to communicate except speaking to the person live. So then I understand the chilik that the Ramban says, makom karov, makom rachok. But nowadays, where you could just be easily involved, maybe a little less, no, but easily involved, I fail to understand the distinction, and therefore I fail to understand the psak, why we actually hold up, we start the avelus when it's shipped to Israel, because l'chayra, you're just as much as involved as leaving your house from Flatbush. If anyone has the answer, they could contact me and give me a answer. But nonetheless, let's continue and talk about other scenarios when the avelus is held up. There's an interesting machloikis between the Netziv from Volozhin and Rafol Shapiro from Volozhin as well. The machloikis is the following. Not in the case we said before, in when the mace leaves point A and goes to point B, but rather what happens is, say a person is not at all planning or was involved in the kivura. For example, someone lives in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, and a relative is Niftir in America. And he has no involvement with the Kivura at all. He hears about it, he knows 2 days will be the burial, and he doesn't get involved at all. It's not like you were involved and you gave it over to an airplane. You never became involved, Michatchilo from Onfang, Hot and Yitkin Shaykhis mit the Kivura. In such a case, what's the halacha? So in such a case, that it says, can be found in Meshiv Dover, Chelik Base, Simon Ayin Base, the Netziv paskens that in such a scenario, the Avelis starts only at the Stimas Hagolo, at the actual burial. We have to wait for the actual Stimas Hagolo, or he has to find out when he knows it happened. Why, says the Netziv? Netziv says beautifully like this. That in a case when you were dealing with the body, and you said goodbye to the body, so that's saying goodbye, that siluk of involvement, that is a reason to start a velus. Because you're giving up, you're doing a ma'aseh begufoy, that's misalik yourself, that's distancing yourself from the involvement of the mace. So then the velus starts right away when he does that. However, in a case where you never became involved with chatchila, there is no point to count from. There was no time when you gave over the mace, when you misalik begufoy involved with the mace. There's no starting point we can start counting. So in such a scenario, it says and it says, you have to wait for the actual Stimas Hagolel. And therefore, only then does the Minyan Shiva begin. And therefore, the halacha would be that if someone is in Eretz Yisrael, and he hears of, and is a kibbutz in America, the person in Eretz Yisrael would have to wait till he knows via telephone or via a letter when the actual Stimas Hagolel took place. However, according to Rafol Shapiro, that it could be found in the Steichemid in Pas Hasodim, Marechis Aveilis Ois Yudalid. He argues and says no. He says that if in such a scenario you never became involved with Katchila, then you start right away. You start right away, meaning he's saying that the Aveilis really should start always right away. You should always really start the Aveilis right away. It's held up because you have to be involved with the mace. But says Rafol Shapiro, no, that over here, since you never became involved with the mace to begin with, so then the Avelus starts miyad. L'choyra, this machloikis between the Netziv and Rafol Shapiro is the classic yeshiva shechakira in how Avelus works and Aninus. We know that Aninus is a period before Avelus, and when the Stimas Hagolo cuts off the Aninus and the Avelus begins. What's the pshat? Why doesn't Avelus start from the beginning? So there's two tzadim. One tzad is that Avelus really should have started from the beginning, because you should start being lamenting over the mace immediately. You're only held up because you have to be osik in the kavura, which is the anina state, and that held up the Avelus. That's one tzad, and that would be the tzad of Rafol Shapiro, that the only time the Avelus is held up is if there's something of an involvement that holds it up. And they're over here, if you're not being involved at all, you're in Israel and the burial is taking place in America, so there's no reason to hold up the Avelus at all. However, some Achronim say, no, it's not the pshat that Avelus should really begin from the onset, but rather the Avelus starts when you say goodbye to the mace. when you bi'ustimas hagolel, when you give it over to someone to be buried, you have to say a goodbye, you have to do a siluk from the mace. That starts the veilus period, that mourning of the goodbye, of the separation of involvement. But if there is no involvement to be separated from, so where's the separation? Just hearing the mere fact that he was nifter is not enough of separation. There has to be some separation. In such a case, the Beilus needs that to start the minyan shiva. And therefore, that would be the pinyan nitziv that it starts with the stimas hagolel. Those are two very common questions that are asked. Again, our first halacha was that if the burial leaves from America to Eretz Yisrael, what's with the halacha of the people here in America? And we concluded that Moshe Feinstein holds that the avela starts miyad, even though we know when the stimas hagolel is. And then we have the halacha, if someone in Israel doesn't attend the burial at all, and it happens in America, does it start immediately or not? Machlokis, Nitziv, and Rafol Shapiro. Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa, there's another interesting question. Even according to Rav Moshe, that holds people in America that do not follow the Aaron to Eretz Yisrael have to start counting immediately their shiva, what's the halacha with the people traveling to Eretz Yisrael with the mace? Well, simply, you would say that since they're going with the mace, they didn't say goodbye, and therefore they start counting at the time of Stimas Hagolel. Therefore, it comes out there are two family members that differ with regards to when the shiva begun. The ones in America would start prior, and the ones in Eretz Yisrael would start later. The only problem arises is the halacha, which the Shulchan Aruch also says in Shin Ayin Hei Sif Beis, and the Mechaber says over there, there's a special rule that if the Gadol Habayis, the breadwinner, according to most poskim in the house, goes with the mace to Eretz Yisrael, then if he goes with the mace to Eretz Yisrael or a faraway land, say he's so important because he's the breadwinner, he holds up the veils for the people that are even sitting here in America. So what happens again if the breadwinner follows the Aaron? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens clearly that the people here have to have kavod for the person who went there and have to wait for him to start doing the veilus. And only then do you start. So that would hold up the whole minyan avela. So it would come out, halakha maisa, if someone is traveled from America, they're actually to be buried, and the gadol habayis goes with the mace, the people in America would have to wait. However, that is not the minig lahalacha. The big question in the poskim and the rabbanim is why? It's a clear halakha in Shulchan Aruch. If the gadol habayis goes, you have to wait for him. How come the minig is not to wait for him? So there are many answers. The best answer I have held up until now is that this halacha, you have to wait for the gadol habayis when he's in, when, if he travels with the mace, only applicable because of the halacha of kavod. You have to have kavod for the person who's going, since he's a gadol habayis, so you have to have kavod and wait for him to start his avelos, only then do you start. If it's an issue of kavod, we have a rule. Every time it's an issue of kavod, there's an avelos, or any halacha that has to do with kavod, we know kavod is mochable. It could be moichel. You can moichel on kavod, right? We know. An example to this is the halacha that it says that if you're married to a spouse and the spouse is an avol, you should join in the avelus with the spouse, because it's not nice that one spouse does an avelus and the other spouse sits back and does not do avelus. So for kavod to your spouse, you should sit avelus with the spouse. That's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We do not practice that mostly nowadays. The question is why? A lot of posts give the answers because over there also, that's an Indian of having kavod for the oval. You're married to an oval, they're an oval, you should share in their misery and have kavod for the oval. But of course, mechila would work for an Indian of kavod. Here too, says the poet's scheme, the goal of bias goes to Eretz Yisrael, we could have kavod for the oval, and we would also be able to mechila that kavod and start immediately.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.